This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter.
Like a saber gun and humans and have some fun.
Dynamic Banter.
Mark and Horn.
And make it good.
Dynamic Banter.
Don't forget the history road.
Dynamic Banter.
Time to shut up.
It's not so.
How do we do this? How do we do this?
How does it go?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't. Am I plugged in?
Oh, shit. You're the one I unplugged. I unplugged just one of these. Yeah, grab one.
Dude, there's four sets of headphones.
We had a guest in here. We had a few guests. And also, Heather was in the showroom.
Was she wearing headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, so they had to be... suspended from the
anything you're about to say. Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. It's a little bit of chaos here in the studio because Kevin Plackey's not here.
And that's okay. Dude, every time he's not here, it's like we've never even attempted to do this.
You're
before.
Right. Plus.
Oh, everything is fine. Never mind, everything's fine.
Anyway. He also put out a concerning Patreon post to the patrons.
And what? Let's read it.
That had zero. That was zero disgust. But you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but Patreon is Kevin's turf.
Everything you see on Patreon is because of Kevin.
Yeah, and he's like, he is the guy posting all the stuff and communicating with you guys.
That's
on
what
Patreon.
I thought his name was for a long time. Who's that guy posting all the stuff? No, whenever you, and we love that little area of the internet so much.
Yeah.
And everything you actually get to see is from Kevin.
Yeah. I got a text from a close friend, Chris McCaleb, friend of the show, Chris McCaleb. And he's sure. Like, hey man, whatever's going on, I'm here for you guys. And I'm really sorry. And like, let me know if you need me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did I memento myself?
Like,
look around yourself for like things
post-it
that you wrote.
Notes. Did I post-it notes anywhere? Did I write on myself? Like, it was a little bizarre, but he was like, I hope you guys are okay. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, actually? And he said...
Direct quote.
And he said, check out the Patreon. Uh-huh. And there was a post from Kevin, and he's like, we're all in hell, and we're dying. And everything, but so here's the podcast early and shit. I was like, oh, that's nice, but what? I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
I was like, podcast early.
But Patreon is Kevin's turf. So if Kevin's like feeling off and needs some time to like deal with his personal life,
Kevin says we're in hell, we're in hell.
Yeah.
I'm with Kevin. Hashtag I'm with Kevin.
Anyway, we love Kevin. And, you know, he's dealing with some shit. So
as we all do.
But I want to talk about, really quickly, I want to talk about kids. I had this thought about kids.
Now, when you say kids,
yeah,
just kind of paint the picture. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess like, you know, maybe adolescence, like at the time of adolescence, like
sure.
That is that when puberty starts to like trickle in a
I think
little bit?
Puberty is like 12 or 13.
So yeah, like and 12 or 13 is a kid to me. Like,
that's
you're
a kid
if you're 12 or 13.
Dude, if you're 23, you're a kid.
When do you when are you a baby? When do you stop being a baby and become a kid?
What's your last year of baby?
Yeah.
Well, they stuck toddler in there.
They did. Oh man, there's too many.
You wouldn't call, like, you wouldn't birth a baby and be like, do you want to meet your toddler? That's not what he comes out with little sneakers on and his mouth has Kool-Aid on
already. And he's got a little cup, sippy cup.
Yeah. Oh, why? Let's do this. Wife. Wife is a twin.
Where was I?
Whoa, this is wife.
Was that? Yeah.
It's hotter than my mom's pussy in here.
Pussy.
What if you could birth a 20-year-old that had, like, thoughts?
Dude, I had an idea way back in the SourceFed days. Remember Bowman? Do you ever work with Bowman?
Yes.
He's so creative and wonderful. I love him so much. One of the wackiest, craziest dudes I ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, wild and out. He flies all over the world and shoots shit, and he's shot music videos. Big music videos for, like, big artists and shit. Like, he worked with... God, he worked with someone that I love a lot, and I forgot. I can't remember who it is now. Oh, well.
We're to that point in our career where, like, everyone in our the time period you're talking about is, like, doing amazing. Everyone who stuck with it's, like, doing amazing.
Yeah, any of them that were like, fuck it, this is the only thing that matters, yeah, is, like, fully killing it people. Right now. Yeah,
you're right.
And anyway, so Bowman and I would, like, joke around at the SourceFed office all the time and make all these jokes. And we used to do this – I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but we used to do this character – I can't even do the voice anymore. We did this character that would say incredibly shocking things, but with an inward voice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes.
I can't even do it anymore. I think I fucked up my throat. Let me try it.
Today, my...
Shit, I can't even do it. Hang on.
Big breath out. Today, my grandma died on the bus.
Like, you... I can't do it. I think I fucked my shit up with weed. Anyway.
Not your balls. I'm allergic to a ball screen.
I can come in and do that kind of shit.
A boulder ball.
I can't do it. It's like it's like his final words.
You would water in my mouth.
It's a seldom used voice.
Yeah, dude, you're always filter. Going out with a voice. Yeah.
So whenever like he could do it so well.
That's so funny.
And he could say full things you could understand. And so I was like, damn, dude, I'm so jealous. I wish I could do it that good. And then I thought of this character who was in a sitcom. Uh-oh.
Oh no. Oh, this is risky. Harper Rose Drummond from the Tea Time Podcast. You're on Dynamic Banter.
Oh my God, what's going on?
Hi, Harper.
Hi, Harper. You got anything to plug?
Yeah. Let's... The end of my life. Okay, wait. call me when you're done because I need your advice.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye, Harper.
Okay, bye. Love you guys.
That was the guest for this
week. That couldn't have been done on the show, whatever she was going to ask you.
No. There's no way.
And I feel like, because she's pretty funny and she's pretty smart. Like, I love all of the shit she posts. She's wacky and great. And she was on The Surrounded I was on a while back, and she's so fucking funny. Her and her friend.
Gabby. Who else she does the podcast with.
Dude, they're so good.
Tea Time Podcast. They're out of their goddamn mind.
They're incredible. I love it. I love an unhinged, like, no filter queen.
Yeah.
Oh, get it, girl. Who's been through the fucking trenches of L.A. Yeah, shit. Dog. Anyway, but she's so funny, and I know that if she could have talked about what she wanted to talk to you about on the show, she probably just would have.
It probably wasn't that bad. It was just bad mouthing, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Like, should I do this fucking show? This guy's crazy. You're the guy that would probably know.
Like, what's the deal with this fucking place?
Should I do Bing Bong over at the...
That's the name of the show.
Yeah, should I do Bing Bong?
Are you guys doing Bing Bong?
I got invited to Bing Bong.
There's actually a show that's kind of wild called The Ding Dong Show.
No way.
From that guy, Don Barris, that I keep trying to, like, somehow have you at the Comedy Store.
Oh, that's the guy at 1 o'clock in the morning. Dude, when I live close...
I swear to God, I swear to God that even if you wanted to, like, make the trip one night, I swear you would love it so much.
I know.
It's different than, like, you know, somebody tells you to watch Severance.
Yeah.
And then you go through that because you're in the room with the bonkers shit that's happening.
Well, and you, like, rarely are like, you have to fucking, like, you, I can't even think of, like, maybe an. The only other thing
I never wanted you to see anything else.
Because you just know I'm going to see shit already. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't suggest it to me because you're like, he's seen that shit. And he's seen all the seasons. And whatever.
Yeah.
But you were
even
like.
Even when I send you videos, I'm like, there's no way this hasn't been on his shit.
That's funny. Because that's mostly true. But I love it anyway. But I love that. I love when my algorithm shit. Like clearly trickled into yours on your own accord without my help at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But I forgot what I was saying. I had like seven things that I was saying, and it all turned into something else.
We were talking about
most importantly was the thing I was doing with Bowman was a sitcom idea we called Born Yesterday. Because you were saying, what if you birthed a 20-year-old? It was going through.
Yeah, and dude, good for you for remembering
right? what you're talking dude, about. I'll never forget this funny bit because Bowman just did the voice so well. And it was called Born Yesterday. It's about this full-grown man that was born yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's all him learning about the world, but his voice is backwards like that.
What a lovely day. Dude, he was almost perfect.
So good. And I'm like, Bowman, you're the guy. You have to play this guy.
Yeah.
And I had all these plans. And he'd have his like catchphrase and shit. And I was like, imagine a Christmas album of like Christmas songs and it's him being like,
you know, there's your end answer. They just have him at everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's like announcing presents...
the Macy's Day Parade. Yeah.
Now here comes Snoopy.
There's the Garfield.
Oh my god.
That's so funny, dude.
Anyway.
That's
okay.
So funny.
So
happy to be here with you.
Thanks for having me. Dude, I gotta getting it better again.
Dude, he's on fucking he's on like Fallon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I can't stay long because I can't breathe. What am I going to go? Did my eye fall out?
Sometimes his eyes fall out. That's all right.
Yeah, he's a new guy.
Okay, so I was thinking about kids. I want to backtrack to the kids thing.
Yes.
So kids, like when they're 12, 13 or whatever, they're starting to get the like the hormones and shit.
Yeah.
And like you remember going through like hormone times?
Kind of. I remember being very nervous about it.
Yeah. And like the hair and stuff.
Not
like,
knowing what was gonna happen. Then it all happened very naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. as it does, I guess.
Well, I think that there's like, you know, because I'm never gonna be a fucking parent.
I'm never gonna go through hormones.
I'm never gonna be a hormone. And so like I'm never gonna have kids, so like I won't thank fuck not understand what it takes to be a parent during those during those like hormone times.
Yeah, post toddler.
Yeah, because you know you're gonna like you know you're gonna walk in on some jacking off shit.
Damn.
You know you're gonna catch the fucking the crusty socks in the when you're pulling out the laundry and
your kid's having sex and thinking they're being
sneaky about it, and you can hear him having sex with his little girlfriend in the other room.
I hope like, I get to apologize to my parents before they pass.
I know, man. And that's the thing. Like, I have so much respect for parents, like, who have raised, like, good folks, whatever, because I know they've been through really awkward, awful shit.
Yeah.
And, like, no one talks about this stuff. Like, I always had an issue with, like, parents never talking about, like, you know, my kid grabbed my dick in the shower. And it was so fucked up. And it was so fucked up.
He wouldn't let go and it sucked.
He wouldn't let go. I had to bring my wife in.
And you can't tell anyone about
that. No, you can't. Because it's so fucking weird and no one is ready for that.
Dude, I used to have this joke that was like, I can't believe, like, I went home and, what was the fucking premise of the joke? It's like, I can't believe my dad can't ask to see my dick. I can't believe that's weird. Ask. Because I was, first of all, he made it. First of all,
he made it and saw it a lot.
He saw it exclusively for most of my life, until I was like 26. But I remember I was at home. I was taking a shower at my parents' house, and the door was open, and somebody was coming. I had to like go get a towel, and I felt like I was like, I gotta wrap up before my parents see me naked. And I was like, why, dude? You can't even ask.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you're a certain age, and your dad can't be like, come on, how'd your dick turn out?
But the other thing, let's see if it's like mine. Let's see if it's like grandpa's. Yeah. I've always wanted to know.
Grandpa comes out.
Does it like grandpas? I'll never. Like, what about a dad? And a dad never knowing if his son's penis was like grandpa's penis?
Like, when did that start?
Well, that's
because if you're a caveman, you're like, that's my son's penis.
Yeah,
they didn't have like,
yeah, my son.
As long as it wasn't cold as fuck, they weren't wearing clothes.
But they didn't give a fuck. Like, shame is such a modern thing. I feel like,
when do we have shame? Industrial Revolution.
I don't know. Yeah. After Apple. The Great Depression, we also got
the agricultural revolution where Adam and Eve ate the apple.
Yeah, it was the agricultural boom. That's what everyone felt.
If there
shame.
Weren't so many of these fucking Garden of Edens.
Shame started when we murdered all the native.
That was the first time.
They killed all these people and like, damn. Probably should have. God, I gotta cover my dick up now.
Shit. I feel bad about that.
I feel icky.
I feel like we shouldn't have done that.
I feel a little icky. Yeah. I don't know, man. But the other side of it is so weird, dude. Like, did you know people, or do you know people who, like, they're like, yeah, I was naked around my family. We just walked around naked. My mom walked around naked. My dad.
Not all the time. I remember taking a shower with my dad.
Well,
once,
yeah. I mean,
but
yeah.
It was like to show me how to use the shower.
Uh-huh.
It was like a fatherhood moment.
Let me show you how to use the shower.
Dude, he lifts me up and he puts my face right in
the and he's talking to you. And it's in the
don't get the soap in your mouth.
I get it. No, I'm talking about the like people who walked around naked all the time, like when they were at home.
Like nudists. Mm. Or like so. You had one of those dads who wore like a smoking jacket and it was always open.
Yeah,
and
yeah, he's hanging his for yeah. his.
All
his
the boomers were like, I always saw my dad's fucking balls.
Yeah,
ask any boomer, they have a story about yeah. their dad's junk falling out of their shorts.
Well, I was around
during
the
barbecue in the summer,
dude. Yeah, because like in the later 80s, like 88, 89,
oh, when the shorts were this
the shorts
big?
Were that big, and yeah. dad's hanging brain.
Your dad wore the same shit. Megan the Stallion.
Yes, where's now?
Yeah, during the 80s. In 1982, yeah. Your dad was wearing Megan the Stallion.
Yeah,
shirts.
And hanging brain and dong all day.
And it was funny.
Yeah.
Because no one had dog. Maybe this is an after the ads conversation. But I saw a video that explained. I'm going to cover all my tracks before this even starts. I think it's very normal for any generation in their late 30s, early 40s to be like, we were the absolute best generation.
Okay.
But I saw some shit yesterday on why millennials are like the most unique generation of mm-hmm. all time. Mm-hmm. And it like connected a lot of dots.
Oh, shit.
Because I do think we're like drastically different than any other generation because yeah. of what happened in our lifetime and what we had access to. And I don't want this to sound like
yeah, that makes
the
sense.
70s. Well, I'll never forget the
yeah,
70s.
Yeah, yeah.
So I won't even say about any, like, I fucking love the 90s, but I won't fucking like come all over the 90s on
yeah.
this episode.
We romanticize a lot of the like other generations
yeah.
too.
I
though.
Think any, yes, yes. And of course, like whatever generation you were a teenager in and you like knew all the new music, that's like your shit
yeah.
always. But there was this fucking video that was like, from nothing to the agricultural revolution was like this many years.
Right.
Then from the agricultural revolution to the industrial revolution, these are things that like changed the course of human history forever.
Right.
Was like this long. And then industrial revolution to information revolution.
Such
another thing that changed was this. And now information to what's the new one? Like AI.
Yeah, yeah, artificial
whatever
intelligence,
is.
Like
there was another
quantum
name for
computing.
It. I don't remember the name of it, but it was like from that to that is this. So we've, in our short lifetime, have like witnessed two of the like major changes to humankind. And like you're not supposed to live, there's supposed to be hundreds of
and we had to adapt to it. Too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we remember... This is all the AI TikToks that make me cry when they're like, millennials were the last generation to like, you had to go over your friend's house or call them on the phone and
yeah.
talk to their parents.
Damn, that
if
does
you
make
to
me
kind of
sad.
And we were, I saw one this morning that legit made me cry.
Damn.
I was like, fuck my idiot ass.
Did it have the meow, 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 meow?
No, it was
song
like,
on it?
They got it now, dude. They do the music that's like, scientifically designed
yeah.
to make you
it's
feel
scary, dude.
It's kind of nice though.
It's nice.
It's like
nice
doing
sometimes.
Drugs that don't hurt your lungs.
Dude, you're right. It is like that.
It's like they go in your mind with certain nostalgic things and they're like, what if I just
give you a little hug, like give you a little squeeze.
It's like a chiropractor for your feelings. Yeah,
what if I just massage this part of your brain a little bit?
What if I suck off your dopamine receptors?
What if I suck off your big dopamine cock?
What do you dopamine by that?
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't be a parent, Mike. No. I couldn't be a parent because I like, and this is why I shouldn't be a parent, I think. Because I think I would be like, I think I would really fuck up another person, like, too badly.
You, like, in a silly way, or do you think you would just be out at some point?
Well, no, I mean, I would do my very best. But like, I would also be like, Santa Claus is not fucking real.
Yeah.
And there's no God. And jacking off is awesome.
So you're like the opposite of church.
Yeah. And when you're 18, I'm going to fucking smoke weed with you.
Yeah. Even if you don't want
to. Even if you don't want to.
Dude. And so a lot of my friends have jokes right now about how kids rebel no matter what. Like, yeah. My friend Willie has a joke about, I'm not going to say the joke, but it's very funny. It is like, no matter what you do, like, your kids are going to rebel. So if you were like ultra cool dad, know, like,
then
that,
they're gonna be like,
by the time they're 18, they're like, I want to see what church is all about.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing. It's like, you just can't, yeah, there's no, you could push them too much.
Yeah.
In one direction. And then they'll be like, rebel against that.
Yeah.
So there's like this weird, like, finesse. That's why, again, so much respect for parents, because there's just so much nuance with raising a child. But but do you remember, like, I grew up in a Catholic household and went to Catholic school for like 8 years. Mm-hmm. And when I was starting to get like hormone thoughts and like jack off thoughts and shit, I had been told all day that jacking off is like sin shit. Yeah. And like, all your relatives are seeing it, and Jesus is seeing you do it.
He's watching you.
Jesus is watching you do it.
We should do the ads after this.
Okay. But right after this jack off.
That was the, yeah, I don't want to interrupt this. That's not okay.
But like, exactly. But I remember thinking like, man, this is really scary and fucked up. I just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then at one point I remember learning that like, if you don't do it, it's really bad for your prostate. Like,
Jesus is watching, but he can't say that.
He can't say,
you can't hear him say it.
And that's fucking scary that they're like, Jesus is watching you do shit.
Dude, again, so same. Yeah. Roman Catholic. I was an altar boy, for Christ's sake. Yeah. Never got touched because I was fat. And I thought every time, like, I did anything wrong, my skin was going to burn for all eternity.
Yeah, everything, dude.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked about this before, but in the confessionals, like, we're like kids in these confessionals, and they're like, you know, they're like, they train you into what to say in there. And it's like, whatever you feel bad, like, you sinned.
Yeah. Tell this old man.
Yeah, tell this old man, like, your little sins.
Your little horny
thoughts. Little horny secrets and everything. And this guy's probably, like, banking on some spank bank shit from the clergy.
Dude, I can't believe there was ever a time where they were like, these guys are touching kids?
Yeah! It's been... Yeah, like, you, but imagine how hot it must have been if you had, like, the hot clergy, like, the girl comes in, she's,
yeah,
you know, she's 25 or, yeah, older, and she's, like, maybe a little stacked, we don't know, and she's, like, I touched myself for, like, 3 hours last night.
Thinking about what?
Interesting. I'm getting a message from Jesus, and he says, you need to elaborate further.
It's because the whole thing is based on, like,
you can only trust
this person and the doctor.
Yeah, because they're, like, directly to God. It's, like, literally a phone. These priests are a phone to God. Yeah.
Dude, and I would definitely, like, try to curtail this conversation if priests didn't get moved in the system that I was an altar boy in.
That's crazy.
You know, I remember this one guy.
He's a problem. We got to get rid of this guy.
This guy's a problem. But not even like, not even fix it. Just move
him. Yeah, yeah.
To a fresh batch of kids.
What do? They moved. Yeah, they moved into a whole new fresh batch. That's like a reward if you're a fucking weirdo like that.
Yeah, he's like, I hope I don't get caught out. I'll have to deal with a whole new fresh batch of kids.
He's like, you know what? All this clergy's sins are tapped out. It's all the same shit. I remember being a kid, dude, and being like, I took my brother's controller away. And yeah.
He's like, hell, go away.
Yeah. Do 17 Hail Marys. And then what? And then it'll fix it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what was that's so weird. And so I'm being told to be like, tell this guy everything and I can't jack off and shit. Yeah. And then when you finally discover jacking off, you're like, oh, this is all I want to do.
Dude, I can't jack off even though it's getting so hot telling all my secrets
to this old man who's like licking his ring in there.
I can't even jack off.
I can't even jack off. And ourselves a treat. All right, let's do some ads. Fuck yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, volume-wise? I love that. Yeah, I love it. Guys, welcome to the ad portion of the show. Today, I want to say that this wonderful podcast that you love is sponsored by Lisa. Goodness, guys, I have a really nice Lisa bed. It took a while for it to work out.
You got it though, dude.
But I got it, and my God, is it, I can't describe what it feels like. It's incredible. Lisa hooked me up with like a really awesome, like fucking future bed, robot future bed. That does like massage and like makes your head go up like this and your legs like go like this.
Like a sexy hospital bed.
Yes, dude. Yes. like a extremely comfortable, sexy hospital bed.
I like that a lot.
And my God, my life is different, man. Like I forgot who said this, but it's something to the effect of, if you're going to spend a little extra something on yourself, it should be your bed and your, I forgot what the other one
is. Car?
Your car. Yeah, maybe it's your car. Your heart.
Your heart. You have to spend a little bit more on your heart. Dude, that was my favorite George Michael song.
Spend a little bit more on your heart. And so I do love Lisa. This Lisa mattress is incredible. And I am very much sleeping the best I've ever slept in my life. And it was really easy to like, it comes in like this fun little wrapped up thing that you like, you just like rip it open and then it like unfolds over time. And it's
drastically
like,
different size.
Yeah, drastically. Like, you didn't realize it was going to be that big. But man, I love it. I love it so much. And we're talking highest quality materials. And Lisa meticulously designs and assembles their mattresses in America for the exceptional comfort and support. And guess what? Delivery's free. Returns are easy. You have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. And if you're like, hey, this doesn't work out for me, boom. It just disappears. They'll take it away. And they'll give you your money back and all that stuff. And guys, with Lisa, your purchase has a purpose. Every year, Lisa donates thousands of mattresses to those in need, with more than 40,000 donated to date. Your purchase has a purpose. So go to Lisa.com. For the March, from March 5th to April 29th, there is a 20% off site-wide spring sale. And that is a sale off of their premium mattresses and other things. They've got all sorts of stuff for the bedroom in at Lisa.com. So check it out at LEESA.com and use that promo code BANTER for an extra $50 off, you guys. That's right.
$50 off a bed.
That's not bad, man.
We already said it was the most worthwhile purchase you'll ever make in your life. The most money you should spend on yourself. Here's 50 back.
That's right. How nice is that? Just from your boys over here at DB Labs and Leesa partnered up. So go to leesa.com. Use that promo code banter. And you'll get that extra $50 off the 20% off site-wide sale that's going on until April 29th. So get in there! Leesa.com, promo code banter. And remember, no matter who you are, there's a Leesa just for you.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Truly beautiful ad break.
That was a pretty tight beat, brother.
Dude, I think I love this thing.
It's so fun.
It was so intimidating for so long, and then you figure out the basics and you're like, oh, not so bad.
You can lose a hell of time with that thing.
I have.
It's an absolute time suck.
Dude, speaking of which, I've been taking Sundays and doing nothing on Sundays.
Love it.
And it's changing my life.
Dude, you deserve that, man. You're a hardworking boy.
Yeah, it's just nice to be like, I don't have to do anything today.
That's lovely, man. I think that's really nice. That's a nice thing to do. And I highly recommend everyone take a cue from Mike Falzone. And now, let's listen to Martin Clem with A Better Way for a Rainy Day. It's just so hard to be a kid that wants to just jack off. And I get that, like, like there's so many things that are so pleasurable. And you know, we talk about dopamine as, like, a thing that we shouldn't abuse. And, like, we should have it be a special thing that is reserved only for, like, you know, when you allow God. Yourself to have enough of it for God.
You should save your dopamine.
Save it for God. Save all of your dopamine. For when you die. Don't be happy. Don't do things that make you happy.
Dude, what if you did so many drugs that when you had your, like, trip at the end of your life, it was, like, very, like, mid.
Because you already had all the dopamine. Yeah. Dude, that's a possibility.
That's crazy.
Because we, like you were saying, with all the, like, times that shortened on the timeline for, yeah. like, all these discoveries, like, dopamine, like, dispensing and dopamine, like the dopamine thing yeah. is like kind of a new science, you know, and like we don't really know if we're like spending it really. Like we don't know if there's not a like a finite enough, and there's some people that don't make dopamine at all.
Maybe that's what heaven is. Dog. Uh-oh.
Let's call up Los Lonely Boys right now.
Let me figure this out.
Are those the guys that did How Far Is Heaven?
What if... You know how there's so many things they can't explain about the Egyptians and making the whatever? Pyramids?
Yeah.
What if they figured everything out and they were like, that little whatever that you get?
Yeah.
That drugs recreate?
Yeah. The dopamine?
Yeah, but what's the specific drug that makes you like have the reaction you have at the end of your life?
DMT.
DMT. So you only get that a good one at the end of your life, right?
Yeah.
And that is heaven. That's all you get to experience.
Heaven is just that release of DMT.
And that's why you can't fuck hookers. And that's why you can't do
drugs.
That's
why you should hold back from all of that.
Everything that makes you happy, you can't do.
That's so interesting.
Because it takes away from your heaven.
That just makes me sad for all the celebrities that like
got have no heaven.
So filthy rich have no that's the name of the episode.
Hey,
I'm
no.
sad for the celebrities that have no heaven.
We actually wrote a list.
But I feel bad for the celebrities that like, you know, they because you know when you get like filthy fucking rich, I have to assume just like that. That like you start to spend money on every single thing you've ever desired.
Yeah.
And then you like go beyond those desires once you've spent them.
That's why grown men have Jordan shoes.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So I wonder, yeah, so maybe you like Because, like, that actually directly connects with what I was going to say about, like, the whole, like, when you discover jacking off and you're like, or, like, people who are going through puberty and they're like, fuck, why do I want to just touch myself all day? And, and I'm being told not to. And you're, like, the battling with these feelings and shit.
And I wish that kids all knew that it was that every time you did that, it takes away from your heaven.
It does. I think that might, maybe that's true. I mean, fuck it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have the answers.
That's how I'm going to live my life from now on. I don't want to be happy anymore from now on. Because I don't want it to take away from my last 5 minutes.
That's almost as sad as the people that are, I mean, maybe this is more sad. The people that like never have sex their whole entire lives. Yeah, and then yeah. They're like 80 and they are 90 or 100 and they die.
And you can't, like physically you can't get railed.
No, you can't.
Because your hip dysplasia.
Yeah, you can't throw their back out.
You can't, dude. You can't break their back out.
You can't break their back out.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't blow its back out.
I think like I think the reason why we don't like because I don't know, what do like not religious families say to their kids about jacking off? Do they just like have a chat with them about it and then go like, don't do it all the time because I know you want to do it all day, but if you spend all of your dopamine, you're not gonna have a heaven.
I don't think they go into that part. I don't think they go into the second part, but I think parents who are very like not heaven about jacking off are the ones who are like, okay, Landish, this is your penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you touch your penis a certain amount of times, ejaculate comes out. The kid's like 10.
Dude, and that's gotta fuck that kid up.
Everything, life fucks you up. That's why there's human no beings are right. Like the way they are,
yeah.
With all the good and bad that comes with human beings, because life fucks you up.
It's just a dice roll on every decision, every action.
The reason all of us have bad traits is because somewhere along the line, yeah. Life fucked you up.
All right, let's do some history roads.
Dude, this is like, if this podcast got crazy popular, like millions of people,
yeah,
and we were like, and this is our last episode, like this is the last time we'll get be that doing
kind of applause.
Thank you. This is our last.
Thank
one.
You.
We've had a great time. Thank you guys.
And thank you.
Thank you guys, actually, for everything that
thank
you've
you
done.
Thank you guys. Thank.
Without you, there'd be no History Roads, literally. Okay, well, I just thought, seriously. Dude, I want to put out.
They love everything am you I say right? There.
I want to put out a special where all the laughter's in the room.
You just take it and the laughter's all one track that you just take and move yeah, somewhere else. Yeah. Dude, that's bonkers. Isn't that's crazy.
That would be like a top selling DVD VHS.
Yeah.
That you would watch stoned with your friends.
But I think it would be a detriment to the show. You'd have to be like,
oh, it's its own thing.
Yeah. You'd have to be like, it's okay if this is nothing other than an experiment that yeah. Fucks with people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, all I right. Think I'm going to do a couple things like that.
You should, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I want to tell you about it afterwards.
Okay.
I want to do some things.
Hell yeah. We'll go outside and smoke a little more before yeah. I get out of here. I'm picking up Owen on the way out of here.
How's that boy?
He's good, man. He's good. We're like doing more music stuff and we're potentially locking in a venue to maybe play some music.
Like
in
a
Long
show?
Beach. Yeah. Fuck so stay yeah, tuned. Dude. I might hit you guys up with a date for some kind of live music thing.
I would love dude I came to see you guys play back in the day
dude what when
yeah right
I'm sure of it but
didn't
I don't remember
play a
yet.
Show you had like a little drummer it was you and Owen fuck
Oh my God. How could I not remember something like this?
Because I know that you said you used to like play in an Irish bar.
Yeah.
I wasn't around for that, but it was like something. I thought it was something else.
We did do something, but.
I could have sworn that's a memory. That was during the dab times.
I've got brain rot also, man, for a lot of shit like that.
That's no good.
Someone reminds me of like shit that I've done, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I do not remember doing that, brother.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's okay, though.
Sounds awesome, though.
Yeah. I'm happy.
It contributed to who we are today.
Okay, so this history road, this is crazy because we don't have Kevin going like, don't worry, that one.
Yeah, we're
of the history, we're off the.
This is blind.
We're off the rails.
Let me call Owen.
We're doing rails and we're off the rails.
We have been doing rails. It's a new thing we've been doing. Dude, what if I called Harper and I was like, the coast is clear to talk.
Yeah, we're not on the show anymore. Oh my God.
Let me call Owen real fast.
Hello?
Hey, Owen, you're on Dynamic Banter.
Whoa!
This is Owen. I just smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Owen, what's going on with you and those cigarettes? I thought you were going to quit.
No, I was drinking all the cigarettes.
That's crazy, man. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
I love cigarettes. I love smoking cigarettes.
That's great, dude. And it makes you look so cool.
Yeah.
You have anything coming up?
I just woke up. This is the first thing I've ever said today.
Good morning.
It's the first thing I've ever said in my life today.
It was the first thing I've ever said in my life.
What is it about cigarettes that you love?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's all
of it. Yeah, he loves all of it.
Are you having a good time in Hawaii, Nick?
I'm having a great time. I'm almost home, Mike. I'm almost home and from Hawaii.
I can't wait to have friendship again because we've completely cut off our friendship while you've been away.
Yeah, have you talked to the people about it?
No. No one cares.
No, people do care, I think.
I don't think if we stop being friends tomorrow, I think the only people who would care would be me and you.
No, because I'd make it everyone else's problem.
Oh, interesting.
I think some of the listeners would be sad about it.
I think we'd make it their problem.
I think it should be their problem.
All right, dude. I hope you have a good day. Sorry to wake you up.
I love you, and I'm awake now.
Okay. Well, enjoy your... There he goes.
That was a nice alarm to wake up to, a Mike Falzone call.
Dude, we should make an alarm clock. Every day you set it, and it you just hear our voices in your house. And we're screaming, you're on Dynamic.
I love that. I'm me guy. And the so Miller loud. Genuine Draft music and shit.
Squint O'Neill playing.
And then, ahoy! And you hear the submarine sound. Then the ringing phone.
Dude,
hello?
I like that. Hello.
Okay, Abiel. I'm sorry. Abiel.
Ali Abiel.
Ali McAbeal. I'll have a large Ali McAbeal meal.
I'll tell you. Ali McAbeal McAhiney Ho.
Can I get the McDonald's Ali McMeal?
That had to be a thing.
The Ali McMeal?
Yeah.
I bet there was a pitch. And they're like, it doesn't quite fit with the brand.
It's just that she's too skinny. No one's going to believe she eats at McDonald's.
Do you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well.
That's what they would say. It's 1994. That's what they would say. Down.
Abiel says, hello, my two favorite horn honking baby podcast boys. Long time listener, first time roader, you know the deal. As many listeners know, there are many great bits, goofs, and gaffes provided by this wonderful show. And you two beautiful boys that are highlighted and will forever be remembered in YouTube Shorts, the DB Graveyard, and even in Vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
However, there are some gloriously hilarious moments that can come out of nowhere. Your impeccable delivery punches us right in the face, and you leave us with your contagious laughter before moving on like a beautiful fart in the wind. That's gorgeous. That's poetry.
A lingering fart in nature.
I just wanted to present you guys with one of my favorite moments that caught me by surprise on a New York City public bus and had me wheezing so hard... that the person sitting next to me changed seats. That's so funny. It's the episode is 196. Uh-huh. That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
And it's called Corona Feels. And the time code is from 56 minutes and 35 seconds.
Do they have the date? Do you have the date?
No, but I bet I'll see it in the video here when I click it.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, so it's already queued up. Looks like it's 4 years ago, and we're in here. Let's queue it up. We'll be right.
Do we have another one?
Yes, we do.
I can't wait. You did such a great job with the first one, Steve.
I know, right? It just seemed like we're not in my name anymore. Don't you wish you were at the post office right now?
I wish I was at the post office right now.
Me neither. Running a business or keeping up with your schedule takes a lot. And sometimes there just aren't enough hours in the day. All right. That's it.
Dude, I wouldn't have like... said that to someone as one of my favorite moments, but I remember when that happened.
Me neither. Also,
me neither.
Dude, like, and it's our ad.
Both reading from separate scripts.
Oh my god,
dude, like, that's so funny, dude.
Dude, that's and so Ryan's funny. In there sitting in the chair in the background. Those were the Ryan in the background days.
I forgot about that.
Dude, I did a call to, I was, do you remember that big long burp I did?
Yeah.
That I was like, it's my most impressive thing I've ever done. I like asked people if they remembered where it was or how I could find it again. And some really nice listener, viewer, fan, sent me the exact thing. Like, this is crazy. Like, everyone in this audience is bonkers for remembering like where that fucking bit was. Yeah. Where this fucking bit was. So nice.
A lot of them like start over from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, dude, you said something. You guys said something on episode 50 that fucking sent me to the ground.
Dude, that this little moment here is like, because, you know, Mike and I, we put out a vinyl record of like some of our best bits, and there are plans to potentially do more.
Yeah.
And we've been assembling clips and stuff, and you know, for a minute trying to figure out what's what. But
it's hard.
It's hard because yeah. There's a lot of copywritten shit that we did and a lot of things that we couldn't print onto a record.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to be careful. But this is one of those moments that could totally go in there. Yeah.
If you have more moments like this, it's very helpful if you send them to us.
We need to know.
And tell us where we could find them. Because they're not in here anymore.
No, they're not. They're gone. They're way gone. And we need people. We need like an archivist.
Yeah.
We need someone that is like...
That's when they light fires.
That's right. Let's all go to the lobby. So thank you so much, Obeel, for that. And he said, thank you so much for your wonderful work, boys, including sweet baby boy Kevin, a.k.a. Bow Bow. P.S., is there a way to send you guys gifts anymore? And please do another live show in New York City. We destroyed the P.O. box.
We put firecrackers in it.
We did put firecrackers in it. That was a fun thing that we did, but it was also like an expense that didn't necessarily help the business.
Yeah, it's like an expense to like get gifts.
Yeah.
And there's already so much shit.
And it was so fun when we did it. Like, I missed Jesse awesome Stillwell shit, sending us cardboard cutouts and shit.
Yeah,
and
I missed that too. Jesse. Yeah. I miss having Nick scare the shit out of me when I'm going to bed every night.
With his giant Nick cardboard cutout, which we left on a hiking trail at some point years ago. Yeah, we did.
Serves him right.
Anyway, thank you so much, Abiel. Let's see what else we got here. Brian. We got a Brian in here saying, messaged by a blind monk.
Okay.
Message by a blind monk. What's up, Dinner Inventor crew? It's been a long I've been a long time fan of you two funny boys since SourceFed, and quick thanks to everyone involved with the show for all the laughs you've given us over these years. This story is about how I got messaged by a blind monk. Sorry, it might get a little long and sad.
Uh-oh. Kevin.
Kevin, why didn't you filter? Kevin, Kevin, why don't you tell me not to...
Kevin, I don't want to get...
Kevin, can you... In 2022, my mom and sister and me traveled to Vietnam for 6 months because my mom was diagnosed with ALS.
Kevin? The guy who doesn't want to feel emotion.
We went to stay with my mom's side of the family because it's very cheap to live in Vietnam compared to staying in the U.S. to care for my mom. Despite my mom's diagnosis, she still kept her sense of humor intact, and it always felt good to make her laugh. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Due to my mom's illness, though, we had to massage and stimulate her body and do range of motion on her arms and legs every day to prevent blood clots and bed sores. My goodness. We were talking about being children is like such a weird thing. Yeah. And being an unwell adult and relying on your children for that care is really hard too. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Absolutely.
Word got back to the Buddhist temple across the river that my mom was ill. And
they told me they'd massage my mom for free.
Oh, it said sometimes we would get, sometimes we would get help from family or local nurses, acupuncturists, or anyone else who wanted to help. Word got back to the Buddhist temple across the river that my mom was ill and they wanted to help. So they sent the blind monk who's good at massage. Okay, fuck yeah. They've got that on the new season of White Lotus, actually.
There's a blind monk
that's good at massage. He was actually really helpful and would come to massage my mom once or twice a week. One time I said...
He couldn't get enough.
He couldn't get enough of it, he said. He said, I'd rather do this than see.
He said, I'd take up my ass on purpose to get to do this.
One time, I said, my back and shoulder felt a little tired, and my mom said, I should get a massage from the blind monk.
That guy came over and sucked me off for a week.
And it was amazing. I'm still coming. I'm still coming back to
Vietnam. We'll be right back.
I do not like to be massaged, but my mom was insistent that I get one. So I lay face down on the bed, and the monk starts massaging me, and I'm just uncomfortable. Mm. I get that. The monk had strong fingers digging into my soft back, and this massage was the opposite of relaxing for me. I told him to take it easy, and he did for like a second, but then he went back to getting his strong fingers as deep into me as possible.
He goes, I heard you. I'm blind, not deaf. I don't know if you know this,
but I'm blind. Fuck, that's so funny. I was making strained faces and silent screams. It's like... We love a silent scream.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would be rude to make a grunt in pain. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
I looked over at my mom and my sister. They were in the room?
Who were both rock hard,
and my mom was laughing her ass off. This is just one of my favorite memories of my mom laughing. And while death and illness aren't a funny subject or hard to be made fun of, we'll find a way.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
There are situations that surround it that can be funny as fuck. Like, I made a connection that my grandparents' house was like a box of misfit toys. Because my mom lost her ability to speak, the monk who was brought to massage her was blind, and the handyman we had over to fix stuff sometimes was deaf. It was like the three wise monkeys. Oh, yeah. And that observation made my mom laugh, too. Hey, Kevin.
Dude, if your mom was like... You think you're perfect? You're talking shit about everybody in that house.
In that house. Holy shit. With no respect. Thanks for reading my email. Thank you, Steve, Mike, Kevin, Leah, and Jarsh, for everything you do.
Dude, that's so nice. That's so nice to have a memory like that.
Yeah.
For the end parts of your life. So much of that is sad and stressful. But to have a memory that like shines as like one of the... You know, everybody's going through a tough time, but this made us all laugh.
Right, right. There, those
that are you're the getting best. Touched up by a blind monk. Everybody right. has one of those.
And he, and you're like, please stop. And he's like, yeah. What if he made those noises too?
I wish he could see what kind of noises he's making.
He's making loud, scary noises, and you're like,
You don't want to hurt his feelings, though.
We got an origin of Rule 34, Mike.
Oh, nice. Rule number 34 from is the Wilson. One. Where if you could think about it, there's a sexual version.
Correct.
Yeah.
If it exists, there is a sexual thing associated, a sexual version of it. And Wilson says, my beebs, my name is Wilson.
I live next door to Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Let's all go to the lobby.
I'm a honking bonking Connecticut boy just like Mike.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I was just listening to your episode that aired on 228 where you were wondering where Rule 34 of the internet came from. I think we got to the bottom of this already. And I have the answer. It was first proposed in a webcomic called XKCD by Randall Monroe.
Of course.
And
I think that's what I said verbatim.
That is what you said verbatim. So maybe think before you send us emails. Kevin?
Yeah, I was right.
Randall Monroe is an ex-NASA engineer who quit his job solely for the purpose of making the comic instead, or so legend has it. I have provided the link below, and Rule 35 of the internet is if you can think of it and there isn't a pornographic version of it, it is now your responsibility to make it. Love you guys so much. You are often the highlight of my Friday. Keep on being weird and silly for the good of humankind. P.S. Shout out to Derelict. And P.P.S. Don't mispronounce my last name. I didn't say it. I didn't and I won't.
I won't even acknowledge it.
Oh, we got something from Leah.
Whoa, what the? She was like, I'm sick of this bullshit.
Yeah, I'm done. This is my resignation. Her history road is her resignation.
It's from like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We should have probably listened to that.
We haven't put up a video in 2 years.
Should have read her email, maybe. Leah, good editor of the show, by the way. She does a fantastic job.
Leah's incredible.
Incredible. And Leah says, this is going to be about John Mayer, ice cream, and two girls, one cup. What's the connection?
We have to choose. Dude, that's like that New York Times puzzle where you have to find all the words.
You need to find. Well, or like, remember when we would do backyard chickens? It's yeah. Like, I give you three topics. You tell me which one you want me to read.
Yeah.
Leah says, my fiance and I were talking about our first two girls, one cup memory, and it got me wondering, whatever happened to those two little porn stars?
Mm.
I checked out the Wikipedia page. And I got to the impact section.
We'll be right back.
For swinging with ding 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 ding, they begin to socialize. Grim green ghosts come out to socialize.
Porn god.
Hell yeah.
Porn god.
I checked out the Wikipedia page. I got to the impact section, and as I read the first sentence, I could not predict what was going to come next.
It was me.
I came next. I'm still coming because a blind monk jacked me off with his fingertips.
That sounds like a proverb, dude.
A short film by guitarist John Mayer was made and uploaded to his blog, also entitled Two Guys, One Cup, where Mayer and Best Week Ever correspondent Sherrod Small enjoy pink berry frozen yogurt in the same manner that the women in the original consumed the feces. For those of you that weren't sure what Two Girls, One Cup was about.
Go look right now. Get your parents and go look.
If any of you have seen this short film, you have to say, P.S., if you live in the Los Angeles area, go check out a Surrounded or Human Romance show.
Bless way up.
Mike, hit him with the dates.
Oh, dude, first of all, perfect segue, which I'm totally ready for.
Very nice, Leah.
This show won't be out until after my next two shows, so sorry. And then on the 15th is the next Surrounded show, which is actually in San Diego. It's in Del Mar specifically at Loft 77 at 7 o'clock. That's March 15th. It's a Saturday night. Tickets for that on MikeFalzone.com. Dude, on April 4th and 5th, I'm opening for Drew Lynch in Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin on the 4th. Milwaukee, Wisconsin on the 5th. April 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, I'll be at Moon Tower in Austin, Texas.
Hell yeah.
Love Moon Tower. Love Austin, Texas. We'll be doing Surrounded shows every single one of those nights, plus some club spots around town probably. Oh god. And then after that I'm gonna go to New York for a week, and I'm doing another Surrounded at the Stand in New York on the 24th of
April. Damn, boy, you gonna run it, you hit the ground running, ain't ya?
Yeah, and I can't wait. I want to go to a lot of places this year.
That's fucking awesome, Mike. I hope you do, man. Where are you hoping to go that you haven't been in a minute?
I'm kind of excited to go back to like Milwaukee and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I haven't been there. And like Drew does theaters, dude. And to be an opening act in a theater is like
scary.
Dude, just 20 minutes in front of like 1,000 plus people.
Yeah.
You really have no responsibilities. Like, I'll go there and take pictures and probably video out of like need to be an artsy little bitch. But like, just go fuck around for 20 minutes and make sure they're happy, and then like watch them watch this great show.
Oh, that's so fun.
It's the best.
And then just crack up, and everyone, the energy's so good.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that's tight.
Yeah.
I'm gay now for it. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Oh.
Also,
fuck.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I've been wearing the hat.
Oh yeah, we have, dude. We have a bunch of great merch, dude. By this point, people should know to go to the. dude, just go to the store, man. That was so. What a fun week! What a fun week we had.
Yeah.
Rushing to like make stuff happen.
I know, and I love. I love our dumb little show, man. We had some fun shit in dumb little show.
Yeah.
All
our best to Kevin. Shouts out 10,000 times. All our best to Leah and Josh. Oh, that camera's a little crooked. And Corey. Thank you guys all so much for working on the show. Thank you guys all for watching the show. Thank you for being the half of the show.
Thank you for being the half of the show. The better half, some would say. Especially my ball and chain. Dude, before we go...
Dude, we'll be actually right back.
We will actually be right back. But before we go, we've got to be nice or not be nice.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Let's, if we're not doing the show for at least another hour, I'm walking.
Let's go!
Be nice or not be nice.
Yeah.
A good old version. Be nice or not be nice. Be nice or not be nice.
So the way the game is played is you need to figure out.
Yeah. What I think you're
what I would think, yeah.
Be nice or not be nice
with Mike and Steve.
Michael was driving to the banana stand with George Michael.
Everyone in the story's name is Michael.
Okay, Muhammad. We got someone named Muhammad. Kevin?
Dude, that reminds me of our old music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that old theme that we discovered had been used in billions of other YouTube videos. Mr. Beast made that music.
By hand, dude. Mr. Beast paid a homeless guy in Orbeez to make that song.
And did that weird smile. I couldn't conceive of it. It sounds like in Street Fighter when one of the guys dies, he goes,
yeah.
Muhammad says, "Hi, Mike and Steve. I've got a comedy. I got a comedy show. Be nice or not be nice for you guys.
Comedy show. Be nice or not be nice.
For context, I am in London. If Steve wants to do the accent, which I love.
Last week, I went to a comedy store with a friend. Let's call him Matt, who invited a bunch of other people that I didn't know."
I'm starting to get a feel for how this guy is.
This guy's, yeah, I don't think I want to hang out with this guy. I sat in the back row with a good friend of mine, Alex, and other people from the group sat in the row in front of us.
Brown.
Halfway through the show, Alex bought a beer, and upon returning to his seat, he stumbled and spilled a little bit of his drink on the woman's black coat on the seat in front of us.
Which we told him not to do.
Repeatedly. He immediately apologized, and the woman stood there with her arms crossed and didn't say anything. She just looked mad. Imagine that. Like, you spill a jacket on them, they get up and turn to you and do this.
She was, okay. I'm starting to develop different perspectives for this situation.
Yeah.
So she, okay.
Right. Someone bought a beer, brought it over, spilled it on her coat, and now she looks mad and has her arms crossed.
Got it.
He got some tissues and she attempted to dry her coat. We didn't think too much of it, and I would have been mad too if it was my coat. But the typical British response in this situation is to say, "Oh dear, that's annoying. But don't worry about it. Just go get some tissues, please."
The problem is she wasn't that hot, so we couldn't really tolerate
her. Yeah. We couldn't use our hotness to make her fall in love with us. Instead, she just looked pissed and didn't say anything. Anyway, after we left the show, the friend who organized the event, Matt, texted me and said he was upset with my friend. And that he needs to send money to the woman so that she can dry clean her coat.
That now, feels pretty proper.
Yeah, British. That's a nice thing to do.
Now, we must replace a petticoat because there's something we did to destroy the integrity of the coat.
I would hate for her to have to throw it in the bin.
This lady simply must disregard her petticoat because of the actions of a brand from Rem.
Dude, they're in Parliament.
I'm sure the good gentleman will recognize that she ruined the integrity of the petticoat, and I refuse to yield.
I said order, order in the court. Now we cut. This is absolutely ludicrous.
Dude, every time he hits it.
So now I think that this is completely what? Now I think this is completely unreasonable and didn't want my friend Alex to feel bad. So I didn't tell him, and I offered to pay for it instead if she could send me the receipt.
And it'll be about 72 degrees this weekend. Go ahead and take that trip with your family that you've been planning. It's going to be a nice time this weekend.
Here at Kaiser Permanente, we care about your family. We care about them so much that we've done a little research on each and every one of them. Your little baby, we love your little baby. And we hope you check in on your little baby. We're checking in on your little baby right now. Please continue to hold, and someone will be with you in just a moment.
We'll be there to check on your baby in just a moment. Just hold on.
Someone's there checking on your little baby right now. I was hoping that Matt would calm down and not ask for the money, but the next morning he sent me the receipt and the woman's bank details so that I could send her £20 for the cleaning, for the dry cleaning.
Uh-huh.
I sent the money, but I think it was really shitty of Matt to ask for this money when it was just an accident and only a small amount of drink spilled on the collar of the black coat. So it might be sticky and smell bad, but the coat isn't ruined. You could probably clean it at home. Should I be nice or not be nice to Matt when I see him next?
I have a couple questions, and I'm not sure if it's just because I didn't ingest the information at the time the story was being told. What was the actual... What was the actual interaction when, how were the drinks spilled?
Yeah.
What did the kid who spilled the drinks do? And what was the reaction to the drinks being spilled?
So it looks like Alex bought a beer and upon returning to his seat, he stumbled and spilled a little bit of his drink on the woman's coat. Is you, bro?
Dude, you talking to the cops when you guys get pulled over?
As if you're, hold on.
Dude, you get pulled over for driving drunk and you're telling the story about the coat?
First of all, man, I just have to say ACAB.
First of all, Matt returned to his seat, spilled and stumbled a little bit.
So
it was an accident.
He immediately apologized.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Woman stood up with her arms crossed and didn't say anything. She just looked mad. He got some tissues and she attempted to dry her coat. We didn't think too much of it. And then typical British, I would have been mad too if it was my coat, but the typical British response in this situation is to say, oh dear, that's annoying, but don't worry about it. Let's just get some tissues. Instead, she just looked pissed. I mean, look.
Put yourself in her.
Yeah, depending on how young the guys are too. Are they being rowdy and like loud? And are they young boys being like laughy, goofy boys and like, oh, spill a little beer, sorry. I can understand it being annoying.
I just bought a nice jacket. And it was like one of those purchases where you're like, let me make sure I really want this type of purchase.
And I gotta take fucking care of this shit.
If somebody stumbled and spilt beer on that, I would be pissed. Especially if I couldn't get it fixed. Especially if, like, courtesy tissues did not do anything for it.
Yeah.
Now I'd be like, I have to sit through this show and not know if my jacket is going to get back to normal.
Yeah, and also, like, you might not think about dry cleaning as a thing that is necessary, but if you're trying to take care of something nice or if someone actually cares about their clothing,
yeah,
dry cleaning is like the only way to do it because your washing machine and a dryer
is professional.
This is a professional thing. They'll clean it right out and it'll be like it never happened.
Like think of like a doctor as like a dry cleaner of your body.
Oh my God.
So you want your jacket to see the doctor.
Yeah, the clothes doctor.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I think it was, personally, I think good on your friend Matt.
Yeah.
For being like, I got this woman's info and we're going to send her money to get it dry cleaned.
So we can just take a pause right here and say that is a nice.
Yeah, that's a nice.
So and let's chalk up.
I say befriend you because it's he's asking how should he be nice or not be nice to his friend Matt?
Right, because what else happened after that? The kid who paid for it billed Matt, mm-hmm. because that's kind of like saying you should have done this.
Yeah.
I stepped up and did it to mitigate the situation. You should have done that. You owe me this money.
Oh, so Matt was mad. Matt was mad.
No, I think third party guy who's writing this was mad on behalf of
he got a text from Matt.
Yeah.
And said he was upset with my friend and that he needs to send money to the woman. Was he upset with the guy who spilled the beer?
Yeah.
Now, I think this was completely unreasonable. I didn't want my friend Alex to feel bad. So I offered to pay for it.
Alex spilled the beer.
So Alex spilled the beer. So
Alex
and Matt was upset with Alex because he wants money for that. These are all kind of not great dudes. I feel like.
I think there's some kind of whoever straight up offered to pay, gave her money to fix her coat. That's nice.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that, especially if you are not the one who spilled the beer. So,
but Alex is asking for money.
Start the whole thing over.
So it says, okay, the friend who organized the event, Matt, texted yes. me and said he was upset with my friend and that he needs to send... Oh, okay, so Matt was upset with Alex for doing it and he needs to send money to the woman. So he's like, we need to... I'm upset with Alex for spilling the beer.
And no one fronted money to right. the woman.
We need to send money to that woman.
Right.
Now, he thinks it's completely unreasonable and didn't want his friend Alex to feel bad. So he offered to pay for it, Mohammed, instead, the guy who wrote this. And if she could send him the receipt. He was hoping Matt would calm down and not ask for the money. But the next morning, he sent me the receipt and the woman's bank details so that I could send her £20. I sent the money, but I think it was really shitty of Matt to ask for this money when it was just an accident. No.
No.
No. It's nice. It's nice. It's the nice thing to do.
What? I'm still having trouble. Like, who am I? I'm me, but who am I in the story?
What do you mean?
Who am I at? This is a be nice or not be nice. Yeah,
so I think you, because you, should you be nice to Matt as the guy that wrote this email?
The guy who.
Because Matt asked you for money.
Right.
Or initially wanted Alex to pay for it. Right. Asked Alex for the money to dry clean the woman's clothes. 20 pounds, by the way. We're not talking like $100.
Which converted to US dollars is $700.
$750. Well, at least you got your wish, and we're doing an hour more on the show.
Dude, we could have fit another ad break in this. We could have paid for the ladies' coat.
So I think you're going to be nice to Matt.
The guy who organized everything and got that woman's receipt and information.
And got her paid. Got her taken care of.
And got a stranger's bank information.
Yeah, that part's weird. Yeah. What do you mean by that? Like maybe like a routing number?
Let's for just
like
pretend a he said PayPal. Check?
Sure.
He memorized and drew a QR code to his friend.
But like how mad was, because he's saying here, this is kind of strange because he's saying that I think it was really shitty of Matt to ask for this money. There's one point where, this is the part that's weird. I was hoping that Matt would calm down. And not ask for the money. Was he like pissed off? Was he like, this fucker needs to pay for this fucking dry cleaning, motherfucker?
He like, probably hey, man, felt embarrassed on behalf of like, they had an embarrassing, tense conversation because of a friend of a friend.
Right.
So I kind of get that, like secondhand, like we're not normally like, we don't normally spill beer on people. Oh,
these are people he doesn't know also.
One guy he doesn't know.
Yeah, so he said all he knows is Matt and the other people he didn't
know. Dude, so if somebody brought in an outside party.
But he says, I sat in the back row with a good friend of mine, Alex. Dude, this is like a fucking puzzle.
Are we? I feel like I'm in an escape room.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, wait, we need the pad of paper. 30 seconds? Fuck. This is
a fire alarm.
This is really hard to decipher. Because initially it says, no, I wish he did. I'm not going to pay for the call to the UK anyway for this shit.
Dude, we send the bill, the phone bill to his friend.
So it says, I went to a comedy show with a friend, let's call him Matt, who invited a bunch of other people that I didn't know. And I sat in the back row with a good friend of mine, Alex. So a bunch of friends you didn't know and Alex and Matt?
Are sitting in separate places?
I think that's... Can I correct this sentence? I think the best way to do this sentence would be, last week I went to a comedy show with my friends, let's call them Matt and Alex, and Matt invited a bunch of other people I didn't know.
They were all named Alex.
So now we know in the first sentence that there is Mohammed, Alex, Matt, and other people we don't know.
Yes.
But instead, it's like, it was me and Matt and a bunch of people we don't know. I sat back there with my friend Alex. Well, where did Alex come from?
Does he have a beard?
Suddenly, I don't want to read this all over again.
Maybe this one's disqualified.
But from what I understand, if I can put some understanding on this.
Yeah.
Alex spilled the beer. Woman was really upset. That's totally fine, by the way, for that woman to be upset about that.
Women can be upset now.
Women get upset, brother. Let me tell you about it.
And they be shopping.
Yes, they do. Good. So, you know, totally okay for this woman to be upset and not, and be like, I don't even want to, like,
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Totally fine. That person has the right to react any way they want, as long as they're not physical or, you know, whatever. They're...
Even so, fuck it.
Even so, sure. Depending on how it happened. If it's a lot of beer like these guys have been fucking loud and annoying the
$1,000 coat and some annoying
Totally.
Fuck.
It's like, dude, this fucking sucks. So it sounds like this woman wasn't demanding money from them. This woman was like, this is annoying. Get me some tissues. Let's figure this out. Let's fix this up and we're done. But your friend Matt was like, this isn't, let's make this right and pay for this woman's dry cleaning.
The guy, was Matt the guy who invited a bunch of other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Matt, it seems like Matt is also friends with Alex, or maybe not. I don't know. Really unclear. But if Matt and Alex are friends too, then I think it's totally reasonable for Matt to be like, Alex should pay.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.